Hello, this is Andrew Dudich with a special edition of Profile for this week, and I have Matthew Shepard with us today. He's music director for the Danville Symphony Orchestra, and coming up very soon, we have the Halloween Spooktacular. Thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely, delighted to be back.
So this was a new event for last year, had lots of special things going on, turned out very well, and so we have a new edition of it this year.
Exactly. We had so much fun last time with it and had such a positive response from the community that we're bringing it back in a new variation this time.
It sounds like there's a lot of fun events, both musically and otherwise. Give us a rundown of some of the things going on with the Spooktacular for this year.
Sure thing. So the Spooktacular is on Halloween this year, on October 31st. We're really excited for anybody who is out trick-or-treating to come join us afterwards for your final round of candy, as well as a fabulous fun time at the orchestra. Or if you're not of the trick-or-treating variety, come on out anyway. Come in costume or not, the orchestra will definitely be in costume. We have a jack-o'-lantern pumpkin decorating contest as well. This one's really exciting. You can decorate it however you'd like, carving, painting, sticking on sequins, whatever makes the most sense to you. And if you bring that one decorated pumpkin, then you get half-price ticket to the event for your entire party. So it's a really good deal, too. So we have that. We'll have candy for you as well. And, of course, just a fabulous concert to end the evening.
And this is a good event for all ages. And let's talk a little bit more about the music.
Absolutely, yeah. Fun event for all ages. In fact, the Danville Symphony Orchestra will be joined by the Danville High School Orchestra for the first half of the concert as well, performing all sorts of great stuff. Our classic Funeral March of the Marionette, so well known as the opening to much of Alfred Hitchcock's work. We also have some fabulous music from the Disney movie Encanto, with music by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame, among many other things. The fabulous Toccata and Fugue by Bach, which if you don't recognize the title, you'll recognize the music. It's the one that goes da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da. So it's as good as it gets for spooky Halloween music. And, of course, the Halloween classic Night on Bald Mountain. All of that is in the first half. And then for the second half, we come back for an exciting, thrilling murder mystery whodunit called The Composer is Dead by Nathaniel Stuckey, with the text by none other than the famous and somewhat infamous author, Lemony Snicket. We can't wait.
That sounds really exciting. Several of those I know, some of them I don't know, so I'd be very interested to see how they go, such as the second half. And then as far as all the events go, I know the concert starts at 7. We have the carving contest and like trick-or-treating. When does all of those sort of things take place?
That all starts out right before the concert. So you can show up for the concert. The doors open to get you into the hall at 6:30. You can come anytime a little before that as well, is no problem whatsoever, so that you're able to, you know, get your pumpkin situated and all that good stuff. The pumpkin contest specifically, the pumpkins need to be dropped off by 6:30. So that's the only stipulation there, is get it there by 6:30 so we can decorate the stage with them.
And then coming up with all the music for the show, what kind of things were you looking for? Obviously Halloween related, but how do you narrow down everything to come up with the program for this year?
Oh, great question. Yeah, so Halloween related or spooky in some way or mysterious. So the title for this year's Spooktacular is Magic, Mystery, and Murder. So all sorts of different sort of thematic ideas surrounding the idea of Halloween. That's really where we started. And of course, as soon as we found the composer is dead as our centerpiece, that's where we were able to really lock in and figure out a way to make it a fun, engaging concert for the whole community. We're hoping it's a lot of fun for our young people in the audience who might be attending their first ever concert to be introduced to the instrument of the orchestra, but also a classic for young adults, for older adults, for veteran concert goers, there's something there for everyone.
That's what I'm getting from it as well. You have Disney music with Encanto, you have, you know, Night on Bald Mountain, Toccata and Fugue. You have lots of things that are famous and well-known, whether they might not know the name or not. And then you have this part. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing show. We want people to get involved. We have a lot of other things coming up later on for this season as well. Give us a quick preview of the next show for around Christmas time.
We sure do. So we're in an exciting time of year for the Danville Symphony. After our Halloween Spooktacular show, our next show is The Nutcracker in December. So we really can't wait for that as well. That'll be just a fabulous, fabulous performance with the Von Heidecke Ballet Company coming down. That's on Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m., an afternoon show on Sunday, December 7th. And then two more concerts to round out the season, Celebration on Saturday, March 14th, and Heroes on Saturday, March 16th. Plus, of course, our annual education concerts for student-aged audiences.
And then, do you know anything about the fundraising going on? There's a campaign for sponsorship. Do you know anything about that?
I sure do. So we have a campaign going on right now. We're really, really excited that an incredibly generous anonymous donor has donated $15,000 to the symphony and has offered us a challenge as well. If we can raise another $15,000 between our September concert and the Nutcracker concert on December 7th, then that anonymous donor will offer another $15,000. So a potential total of $45,000. And for a symphony like the Danville Symphony Orchestra, that's a huge amount. It allows us to put on these concerts for the community. It's sort of an interesting fact of the orchestral world that every time we put on a concert, it costs us money. We don't typically make enough money on the ticket sales to offset the cost of the production. So we really rely on the generosity and the support of donors at all different levels. And this is just an incredible opportunity for the community to be able to support and recognize and help this anonymous donor in lifting us up and achieving our mission.
If you want the Danville Symphony Orchestra to continue being in Danville, we definitely want you to support them, whether that means going to a show, talking about it, sharing about it with your friends. And if you have the means, potentially donating, they can always get in touch with the office, I'm sure, to get some more information.
Absolutely. Anytime, we're happy to talk with you. And whether you're interested in donating at that $15,000 level or whether it's a $5 donation, it matters. It counts. And right now, whatever dollar amount you donate is double. So it's a particularly exciting time.
Well, tell us one more time how to get tickets, dates, times, all that sort of thing for the upcoming Halloween Spooktacular.
Sure thing. The Halloween Spooktacular on Halloween night, October 31st. You can get tickets at danvillesymphony.org. You can also visit our office at 715 West Fairchild Street in Danville, or just call 217-443-5300.
That's Matthew Shepard with the Danville Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much for joining us today to tell us a little bit about the upcoming show, Halloween Night.
Can't wait to see you there. It'll be a lot of fun for everyone.
Thank you so much for putting the show together and, you know, all the work you do and everybody else at the orchestra, being able to provide this kind of entertainment. And we'll be sure to talk with you again next time for Nutcracker coming up. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Andrew.
This is Andrew Dudich here for Profile on WITY.